Now will you notice them, and I'll begin reading them, and we'll have a word to say concerning them. First of all, men shall be lovers of their own selves, that is, lovers of self, or self-lovers, if you please. And this is the mark of the last days of the church here on earth. Now, this is very much in evidence today, and it's in evidence in all parts of our contemporary culture. I suppose that if there is one thing that is in evidence, this is it. I was reading an article just the other day by a newspaper correspondent who's been in Washington for many years. He is a liberal, it is true, but he has given a great deal of factual information from time to time. It's only when he becomes an editor that he gives you a bigoted and biased report. When he's reporting facts, he does very well. And here is one of the things that he said, and he didn't mention any particular party. He just said the thing that characterizes Washington and those that are in position there, and it's been true for the past 25 years, the one thing that they want the reporter to do is to praise them. They want to be praised, and that they practically insist upon it. And there are reporters that, he said, would show that favor to certain individuals, and they would be rewarded in return. And then there were reporters that would show favor to the other group, and they would be rewarded in turn. But the thing that characterized the entire complexion of politics today is men want to be praised. Now, that's not confined to Washington. The one thing that I think would characterize Hollywood is that it probably is one of the greatest places for scratching backs that you'll find anywhere. This actor publicly is to say something nice about the other one, and then the other one in turn will return the favor. Now, this is not just confined to Hollywood. You find it, I think, in probably every walk of life today. I notice schools do it, and Christian schools do it. They have a way of giving out honorary degrees, and if this man, he boosts a school, well, they boost him by giving him an honorary degree. And that is a good case of back scratching that goes on. And you can move that today, actually, right into the church. As Paul's going to say here in this epistle, they want teachers with itching ears. They want their ears scratched. They want to be complimented. And then they get up and compliment the congregation. They tell how wonderful people are. They don't tell them that they're sinners. They tell them that they're wonderful, how wonderful the officers are. And there may be a bunch of rascals, you can't tell. The interesting thing is today that self-love is the thing that characterizes this present hour in which we live. And probably there never has been a time when we have had so much of it as today. The second word is covetous, and I think that follows the other. Lovers of self lead to lovers of money, because I tell you, this old nature likes to have a lot of money spent on it, and they are lovers of money. Now, you remember he said the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not the money. It's our attitude and relationship to it. In other words, it's how you get it and how you use it, how you spend it. Covetous. And covetousness reveals itself not only in the acquisition of wealth, but in the use of it. I knew a very wonderful Christian man. He was a wealthy man. Looked like everything he touched would turn to gold. He had that Midas touch. And somebody said something to him one day in my presence about how he seemed to accumulate money. And he made the statement. He says, "I'm not interested in money. I'm interested in what it'll do." And that had to do with the business world and also the Christian world, because he certainly used it for the glory of God. Covetous. And that is a love of money. Boasters. Now, that word has in it the idea of swaggerers. You can tell a proud man sometime by the way he walks, and they walk like a peacock. And this is the idea. They're swaggerers. And then the next tier, which is the fourth, proud. That means haughty. And the fifth, blasphemers, or better, railers. There are some folk that are just complainers. Complainers all the time. And it's like a fellow one time, his wife said to him, she says, you know, says everybody in town's talking about the Smiths' quarrel. And some of them, she said, are taking his part and some are taking her part. And the husband, he chimed in. He says, well, he says, I suppose a few eccentric individuals are minding their own business. Always finding fault, always poking your nose into somebody else's business. The railer. That's what you have here in this word. And then the sixth one here, disobedient to parents. Now, there's no use laboring these points. They're so self-evident today. And certainly this is one that is in evidence, disobedient to parents. We've got actually thousands of boys and girls, just young teenagers, out on their own. They've left home, disobedient to parents. Now, they may be justified, but it still is true. They're disobedient to parents. Now, the next one, unthankful. And again, what a revelation this is today. Some people accept from others without returning thanks. They accept everything from God and never return thanks to Him. And then, let me keep on here, unholy. That is, they're profane. They're actually against God in their conversation, in their manner of life. And then nine, without natural affection. Unnatural affection obviously refers to the homosexual, because Paul says in Romans 1, verse 27, and likewise also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly. Now, there's no way in the world of interpreting that other than God says that that is sin, and it should be recognized as sin. For a while, the homosexual, like the drunkard, was considered to be sick, but today he's received as a normal individual. But the Word of God says that's unnatural. Truce breakers. And truce breakers mean there are certain people you can't get along with. They're irreconcilable. They just won't let you get along with them. I saw that little saying I told you about in that restaurant out in West Texas. One of those little oil towns, it says, you can't please everybody, but we try. Well, you can't. There are a lot of people you can't please. We find out that actually, even on this Through the Bible radio program, there's some people we don't please. I don't know why, but we don't. But that is the meaning of this word here. Then false accusers. And believe me, friends, that abounds today. Incontinent. That means without self-control. That, again, characterizes many today. Fierce actually means savage. And today, our city streets have become asphalt jungles and not safe to go. Why? Because men are returning again, becoming savages. And despisers of those that are good. That means haters of the good. Believe me, there's evidence of that abroad. Traitors, that means betrayers. There's some folk you don't dare trust today. Heady, and that means reckless. High-minded, that means blinded by pride or drunk with pride. Heady, high-minded. And then, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And today that characterizes mankind. Never has there been a time when so much money has been spent out in order to provide pleasure, athletic events, entertainments. These are the things that are attracting millions of people today. And that is exactly the route Rome took when it went down. They provided grain and circuses for the mob. And then Rome fell. We're living in that kind of a day. Personally, I love to participate in athletics. Always did. Tried to do everything I could. But I never could understand this type of athletics is where it's sitting and beholding it. And I never thought that it was very exciting to go out to the Colosseum and sit with 85,000 people to watch 22 men out there working for $15,000 apiece. Now, I'd like to have been out there myself if I'd been younger. But I want to say to you, I'm not even about to go out there to watch them any more than I want to stop and watch the ditch digger. In fact, I'd rather watch the ditch digger because he's not as money hungry. I don't blame these men, but the point is, there are multitudes that are spending fortunes providing entertainment.